News and talk of Lawrence, 1320 KLWN. It is now time for the Lawrence Business Magazine show, and here is your host, Ann Frame Herzog.
Hi, each week we have in-depth conversations to follow up and explore the people and businesses making a positive impact on Lawrence. Today, I'm pleased to have Neely Bendapudi, the H.D. Price Dean at KU School of Business and Professor of Marketing, along with Professor Bill Beatles. Is that Beatles? Right? That
Beatles, that's
Beatles,
right.
Director of Undergraduate Programs. I guess I should ask you that before you get on the air. But they're here today to talk about all the things that are going on at the business school. So thank you for joining us.
Thank you, Anne. We are so delighted with this opportunity.
And Neely was our cover model for our second issue. So when she had been here just a few months and starting out, although she's not new to the university, but now she's had a whole year of books and plus kind of seeing what's going on, making a lot of changes over there. But I want to talk a little bit about your history, because you do have a unique history with Lawrence and KU. And just how did you end up here?
Boy, that's a great question. Right. I am a Jayhawk through and through. And the first time I heard about KU or Lawrence, I was probably 5 years old, growing up in South India on the East Coast. My father came to KU that year in 1969. And he came to KU as a Fulbright scholar. And I don't know that I even knew what a university was or a different country or travel, but my mother stayed home in India with three of us daughters. I was the oldest. And my love for KU, I think, comes from that. Mm-hmm. I've heard that my family had fallen on hard times. But the beautiful thing is, when you're 5 years old, you have no idea what that means. But really, it was a way, this education, the opportunity for my father to come to KU was a way out of some difficult times for my family. Wow. So my father packed up and came to KU. He was here for 3.5 years. And during that time, we hadn't really seen him. Mm-hmm. But he came back to India with this education and was able to get his brothers and sisters educated. So I like to tell people that I still have such fond memories of receiving a little stuffed animal, a little Jayhawk.
Oh, wow.
And arguing with all my friends in India that if you went to the United States, you'd see birds like that. You know, shoes and all. So that's how I learned about Lawrence and KU. And then many, many years later, I was so fortunate to have the opportunity to come here and study. My husband and I, my sisters, my father, we have 7 degrees from KU in my family.
That's great.
So to come back, mm-hmm. the wonderful professors like Bill Beatles here and many others, to have the opportunity to come back and serve them. You know, these are mm-hmm. folks that I owe my education to and the opportunities that I have received in my life because of the education at KU. So it's been a terrific, terrific blessing to be back.
That's wonderful. Well, I know that everyone's happy to have you. So I'm talking with Bill earlier. He's excited and really happy to have you here. But Bill, you've been here at the university for quite a while. How did you come to be part of KU?
I have really deep roots in this part of the country. I moved to Douglas County in 1950. That was a long time ago.
Yeah.
And my parents were in business. If they were alive today, they'd be called entrepreneurs, but they ran a small business. So I grew up interested in business and frankly, not very interested in KU. My folks were both high school graduates, but the concept of college was pretty foreign to them. Mm-hmm. An important goal of theirs was that we kids would end up going to college. And I did my graduate work at the University of Texas in Austin, and that's mm-hmm. when I became a football fan. And then right out of school, I was on the faculty at Indiana University in Bloomington, and mm-hmm. that's when I became a basketball fan. Bobby Knight taught me how to be charming when I was there. And
grace under pressure.
There you go. And we did win a national championship at IU, but then in the late 1970s, I had an opportunity to return home. And so my wife and I came to Lawrence, joined the faculty, and I've been here ever since. We've raised our kids here in Lawrence, and so this is where we have led our lives.
That's great. Now, because one of the things that you've both have seen from different perspectives. Kind of, it's kind of interesting being here and then going away, then coming back, and all the different changes you've seen at the school. I mean, because you started at the school in 78. Okay. How has because the school was still in that building in 78, wasn't it?
Yes, it was.
So we'll talk about the new building here that you need in a minute. But how has the school changed from that from then? I mean, the way you teach, has it changed a lot?
Oh, it's changed dramatically, and a lot of this is technology driven. Mm-hmm. Part of it is size driven. We have always been a little tiny school of business by national standards, by the old Big Eight standards. Mm-hmm. KU had a small school of business. There were 600 students. There were 35 faculty members, and so everybody knew everybody. And today we have 1,200 undergraduate majors and over 800 business minors. So the place is much bigger. The faculty is two times bigger right now, and we have aspirations to grow. And so I don't want to say it's become less personal, but it's become much more efficient because there are economies of scale mm-hmm. to enjoy. And of course, in 1978, our idea of high technology was having an overhead projector with a spare bulb.
That's when I started school.
There you go. Today I'm a finance professor. And mm-hmm. so there's absolutely been a revolution because of technology. Mm-hmm. We used to get stock quotes in the morning when the Wall Street Journal would mm-hmm. arrive, and financial statements are instantly at our fingertips. Right. Stock market data are instantly at our fingertips. So that's been a revolution in what we do in the classroom.
Now, Neely, one of the things now is the school just grown because the university itself has grown. But has the school grown as become a bigger part of the university, do you think?
You know, we are still a pretty small mm-hmm. Business school by standard. So that mm-hmm. hasn't really changed. And I think you're right. The growth has been the former of the two that you talked about. Mm-hmm. As the university has grown larger, we have grown larger. Mm-hmm. But I think there's huge opportunity to grow our business school because mm-hmm. in most universities, the business school is a much larger percentage of mm-hmm. the overall student population. And of course, we've had many constraints for why we couldn't. One, of course, is the physical. We literally are bursting at the seams.
Yes.
So we cannot accommodate more students. Mm-hmm. But our hope is to grow without sacrificing that personalized touch that characterizes so much of education in the business school. If you talk to graduates, one thing that has not changed mm-hmm. from when we had just a few hundred students to doubling the student body is you still have professors that get to know you, mm-hmm. care about you, have those deep personal ties, not just between the professor and the student, but among students themselves. So our goal is to grow. Mm-hmm. And as Bill just said, to gain those economies of scale, to make ourselves more attractive for recruiters, mm-hmm. for employers, because they want to come where they know that they can find many, many people who are talented rather than one or two. So we want to grow without sacrificing what makes us so unique, which is that mm-hmm. personal bond.
Right. That makes sense. Now, one of the things when I was going through kind of the article that you've written about how your focus is on the students and making sure that they get jobs, that being such a priority, that you're not just training philosophical business people, you're training people that have all the groundwork, but also can get those jobs.
That's exactly right, Dan. A parent said this to me. I wish I could take credit for it. But when I was saying that I was going to be dean, mm-hmm. kind of facetiously, but he said, just remember that I don't really care whether the three letters after my child's name, degree, whether it's BBA or MBA or something else, the three letters I want to see are J-O-B. And I think that's very, very true. Mm-hmm. It's a tough economy. Education is not cheap. And when people invest in themselves, mm-hmm. they're investing their time, their money, the opportunity cost of going to college, right? So mm-hmm. we want to make sure that at the end of it, they have a way of making a good living. And don't get me wrong, or especially the people listening to this today, there's sometimes philosophical discussions about this, which mm-hmm. is higher education is not just about making a living. It's about helping you think more broadly, live a richer life. And I have no quarrel with all of that. But boy, at the end of 4 years or 5 years, if you don't have a way to repay those loans and get a job mm-hmm. and be independent, I think that's a tragedy.
Yeah.
So we are very, very committed to making sure that we are a great place to learn for mm-hmm. our students, and certainly a metric. We are business people. We believe in free markets. Mm-hmm. The marketplace should speak and say, boy, that education that you've received makes you very valuable, and we would like to hire you.
Now, do you have certain companies you work with? Because one of the things I always hear with the internships are a huge part of how you get a job now. Is that something you do, or do you work with other companies in different ways for placement, or is it just awareness for companies?
The business school has a career services center. Mm-hmm. Jennifer Jordan is the director of that, and that's really the mechanism that we use to get continuous feedback on the job that we're doing. Mm-hmm. Because if we're effective with our students in a professional school, the profession is always telling us, good job or lousy job. And they do that by good jobs or lousy jobs. Mm-hmm. And so we have had in recent years a big push for internships between the junior and senior years. And we've had remarkable success because of Jennifer's efforts. And so you ask about companies, a couple of conspicuous examples. Cerner in Kansas City is now a big source of placements for our students. They're very pleased with the product that's coming out, and Koch Industries is also a big recruiter of our students. So we're working hard to develop internships between the junior and senior year because, and just exactly like you said, that's the best predictor of permanent employment after they graduate. So mm-hmm. it's a pipeline. It's not an event. It's a continuous process, and we're working on that all the time, and they're telling us all the time whether we're doing a good job or not.
Now, one of the things that you've been doing this last year, I know, is traveling a lot. Mm-hmm. As you were telling us, the one of the favorite games is Where's Neely? Now, when you're going on these trips, what are you doing?
There are a couple of things, of course. The first year, this is month 16 on the job for me. 16, my goodness, wow. Time does fly when you're having fun. But initially, it was a lot of connecting with our alumni around mm-hmm. the country, you know, because that's the advantage of being a Tier 1 research institution, of being such a tradition of excellence that KU has, is that our alumni are everywhere from the business school. Mm-hmm. So a lot of it was to introduce myself, and I told all my colleagues, it's not like tied. You cannot say new and improved, right? When you're new, you have to take advantage of it because alumni are curious and want to meet mm-hmm. the new dean, learn about the vision, learn about what we want to do. So when I go to whether it's a Chicago, whether it's an LA or a New York, DC, or here at home. I've spent a lot of time, I think Wichita, I was thinking in the last 16 months, I've probably been there 9 times. Mm-hmm. So just as an example, mm-hmm. it is to do a couple of different things. One is to visit with our alumni, remind them of all the great things that are happening at KU and how much we count on their help and support. Mm-hmm. And the second thing certainly is exactly what Bill said, to try to raise awareness of the superb quality of students that we have here and mm-hmm. the education they receive, to try to talk to employers and say, mm-hmm. hey, we have our students, they're eager, they're ready, we would love to find ways to connect them with you. And yes, I might ask for a little bit of money on the way, but yes, that's really the goal, to get our word out there.
Well, we'll come back and we're going to talk about some of this, what you're raising this money for uh-huh. here in a minute.
Right here on the News and Talk of Lawrence, 1320 KLWN.
Dodge Chrysler Jeep is part of the Briggs Auto Group of Dealers. Number one in selection, with over 100 miles of cars right here in Northeast Kansas. BriggsAuto.com's selection has the value needed to guarantee the best selection, the best service, and truly the best car buying experience, period. You don't have to waste time burning gas on the roads or burning eyeballs on the web when you have BriggsAuto.com. Your key to the selection and service you demand. BriggsAuto.com, in the heart of the Lawrence Auto Plaza. Building a better dealership and guaranteeing a better experience.
The holidays can be a joyous time to spend with friends and family, but for those who are out of work, it can be tough. In order to provide hope and encouragement to job seekers this holiday season, Express Employment Professionals is hosting the Pay It Forward Hiring Drive December 10th through 16th. to help individuals provide for their families. We're inviting local businesses to join us in this effort. We can place individuals in commercial, administrative, and professional positions for short and long-term assignments. You gain a qualified worker who can put their skills to work for your business while giving someone the gift of employment. Brighten someone's holiday with a job and opportunity to earn a paycheck. To hire someone during the Pay It Forward hiring drive, contact your local Lawrence Express office at 749-7550. In addition, for every associate placed, the Lawrence Express office will donate a holiday meal to Just Foods. Happy holidays and help Express Pros pay it forward.
Brown Shoe Fit in beautiful downtown Lawrence has the season's hugest selection on name brand boots, boots, and shoes in stock now. A plethora of styles to choose from brands like Keen, Clark, Nayot, Eco, Uggs, Doc Marten, Morel, and lots more. No shoe store in the region offers a selection like Brown Shoe Fit in downtown Lawrence. Come in today and take advantage of the huge selection and savings and get the right fit for the entire family with Brown's Shoe Fit in downtown Lawrence. Boots. Come in and get the right fit today.
Sports on the 23s from the 23rd Street Brewery.
I'm Sean Levine, and here's a look at sports. New Orleans NBA team may be changing its name from the Hornets to the Pelicans as early as next season, but that wasn't the big news in the Bayou last night, where the Lakers star Kobe Bryant scored 29 points to give him 30,000 points, that is, in his 16-year career, all with the Lakers. Kobe is the youngest player to reach the 30,000-point milestone and only the fifth player in league history to get there. The other names on the list? Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, Karl Malone, Wilt Chamberlain, and Michael Jordan. In the NFL tonight, it's an AFC West battle as the Broncos travel to Oakland to play the Raiders. Kickoff set for 7:20 p.m. Sports on the 23s, brought to you by the 23rd Street Brewery, your local home for all the big games.
Sports on the 23s on 1320 KLWN.
Are you interested in working for a proven, stable company? Do you want great benefits like profit sharing and 401k? Hudamaki, a growing company and a leader in the packaging industry, is now hiring at their DeSoto facility. Hudamaki, the makers of Chinette paper products, is looking for machine operators to work the night shift. Get up to $12 an hour, plus benefits like pension, 401k with match, profit sharing, 3 weeks paid vacation in your first year, and much more. Call Hudamaki at 913-583-8899. That's 913-583-8899. Or visit Hudamaki in DeSoto, just off K-10 between Lawrence and Lenexa, to fill out an application on site. Stop by or call Hudamaki today, 913-583-8899. 913-583-8899. Hudamaki is an equal opportunity employer.
Morning low was 37. We're partly sunny, shifting winds, 58 for this afternoon. 20% chance of showers. We stay above freezing, 38 tonight. Tomorrow, partly sunny, 54, down to freezing tomorrow night. Saturday, partly sunny, high 53. From the 1320 KLWN Weather Center, I'm meteorologist John Weatherby.
925, 1320 KLWN, continuing with the Lawrence Business Magazine show. And once again, your host is Ann Frame Herzog.
I'm here with Neely Bendapudi, the Dean of the U.S. of the Kansas University Business School, and Professor Bill Beatles, Director of the Undergraduate Programs. Mm-hmm. And before we left, we were talking about Neely's travels around the globe in the United States, talking to alumni and talking about the school, its direction, and then raising money. So I want to talk about what you're raising money for, but I also, I think before that, you said, you know, talking about your vision. I'd like to hear your vision.
Absolutely. And as we were just talking, before this segment, it's really important for all constituencies to know what is the bigger picture. Mm-hmm. What are we after? What are we trying to do? Mm-hmm. As the rallying cry, the something that motivates us, you know, mm-hmm. life is tough, work is tough. So it's easier when we have a clear idea of what we're working towards. So for me, it's very simple. Mm-hmm. We are a university, which means our number one commitment has to be to our students. So something I've said is, I really want to work towards a business school where every student looks back and says, that's a great place to learn. So that's the number one thing. And we can come back and talk about how do we know we're a great place to learn. Mm-hmm. But that's the vision, to make it a great place to learn. To do that, how do we make sure that it's a great place to learn for our students? Well, I need to make sure that it's a great place to work for our very, very talented faculty and staff. The reason I say that is it's not manufacturing, where I may buy a pen and the person making it or working on the factory floor might have been in a good mood or a bad mood, and there's no way for me to know, as long as it's past some quality standards when I purchase it. Mm-hmm. That's, I have no idea how that is. But think about education. It's a service. It's a very personal service at that. And therefore, a student can tell in a classroom whether the professor truly wants to be there, truly cares about them, mm-hmm. or a staff member. Whether it's someone assisting you in our career services office or our advising office, do these folks really care about me? Do they want me to do well? So I believe that to make it a great place to learn, I need to make sure that every one of my faculty and staff view it as a great place to work, because that's very crucial. And how do I make it a great place to work? Mm-hmm. Well, clearly, we need to make sure that people have the resources they need to do their job, that they feel that they have the support of the community. So in order to do that, I need to make it a great place to invest. I wish I could do a little pictorial for you, yeah. But this is a virtuous cycle or a vicious cycle. But seriously, yeah. Because to make it a great place to learn, I need to make it a great place to work. To make it a great place to work, I need to make it a great place to invest. And that's for the community, every stakeholder, local businesses, the state, the university, our alumni, employers. You fill in the blanks. But once again, why would people invest? They would invest if they view it as a great place to learn. You know, mm-hmm. looking back and they say. Mm-hmm. So that's my vision. Any decision that I have to make to the best of my ability, I try to do it by looking at these three lenses. Mm-hmm. Whatever is being proposed, is this going to make sure that our students have a better place to learn? That our faculty and staff find it a better place to work. And anyone listening in today, mm-hmm. Would they view this as, that's a school where I want to invest my mm-hmm. scarce resources? So that's really the big picture vision, mm-hmm. Anne.
Invest my children.
Absolutely. That's, you're so right. Think about it. Where do I want to send my child? Where would I want to give my charitable dollars? Where do I want to hire someone from? So that's a three-part vision. It's a three-legged stool. If you take your eyes off of any one of those, you fail.
That makes sense. Now, one of the things, and you talk about that, so in making this a great place to work and creating the resources, that's something that is really, I know that you've been really working hard at, to raise money to make a new facility so that you can not only have a better place for everybody to work, study, and learn, but to also be able to grow your student body.
That's absolutely right. The new building. Many people have heard of this. You know, it's. I'm not saying that we are unique on campus. There are many buildings in need of a refresh, if nothing else. But for business schools, one of the interesting things is our competition. Mm-hmm. So when students come in and look at our business school and then look at the competition, it becomes very difficult to recruit. Mm-hmm. Not just students, but this is increasingly true of faculty and staff. As you know, Anne, I've moved back here from Ohio State University, and we had 6 buildings for the business school. Wow. And so when you look at that, at all state of the art, mm-hmm. it's a question of recruiting our talent. Mm-hmm. Students as well as faculty and staff. But more importantly, I think there are 2 reasons why we're working so hard for a new business school building. The first one Bill can speak to as well, which is we are bursting at the seams. We literally are a small business school. We need to grow. Mm-hmm. There are very talented kids in Kansas that want to be in the business school that we have to turn away because we literally have no room to put them. So a larger mm-hmm. footprint will allow us to grow the number of students we bring in. The second very, very significant issue for us is technology. You started off your conversation mm-hmm. with that, because no one can look at higher education and ignore the impact that technology is having. Unfortunately, for Summerfield Hall, it's a great building for its time, mm-hmm. was built in the 50s, I understand, is that it doesn't have adequate technology.
It does not have wired for anything.
It's not.
Electricity, probably.
And in fact, it's not even just that. There's no breakout rooms. Yeah. So much of the work we ask our students to do is in teams, much more collaborative, hands-on, be inventive, come up with solutions. There's no room for students to gather. Mm-hmm. There's no room for our faculty and students to work with businesses when they come in and want to interact with us. So we really believe it's not an edifice. It's not like a monument to anyone's ego. This is just truly going to be very functional, but will also get us on the national stage, will make us competitive. We believe that it'll be a big boon to the entire economy of Lawrence, and certainly for the business school, it'll be a big, big plus to have a top-notch business school.
Now, I know that you have received $20 million from CapFed, right? Mm-hmm. Didn't they give you a $20 million?
They did, and bless them. Right. The Dicus family, Capital Federal Foundation, right. We are deeply grateful to them.
So what is your goal to reach before you can break ground? What is the time frame for this?
Well,
if you know.
Of course. I can dream, right?
Yes.
So I can give you what
you
I would like to see.
Those hard goals,
absolutely,
and we'll meet them.
Absolutely. So the entire project is going to be about $60 million, about 48 to 50 for the building and the extra money for the soft costs that we need, the furniture, the technology, all of the other infrastructure that goes in. So the lead gift from Capital Federal really was a game changer for us.
Yeah, it really gets
it's
the
a
ball
sign
going.
Of trust. It gets the ball rolling. So stay tuned. I can't give away too much.
Okay.
But over the next few weeks and months, we will be announcing other gifts that have come up.
That's great.
And so our goal, I would ideally like us to be in our new business school building for the 2015-2016 year.
Well,
that's symbolic because it's the sesquicentennial year. I practiced it many times before I came on today.
That's a hard word.
That's 150 years of KU.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think, boy, wouldn't that be a great, lofty goal, you know? If our freshmen of today could take some classes in the new business school building for the 2015-2016 year, that would be spectacular. But a lot depends on how our fundraising will go.
Mm-hmm. Very good. Now, when she was talking about the expansion of the classes, let's talk about that.
I'm happy to talk about that. When we go out and recruit students, excuse me, one of the salient selling points for KU is a research-informed faculty. That's a really distinguishing characteristic for a Research One university like KU. And so we promise students that they're going to be learning from the top scholars in the country. Unfortunately, others make the same claim. And the problem we've encountered is that terrific high school graduates from Kansas high schools will be informed of this and be informed of this from Arkansas. And they will visit KU and come into Summerfield, and then they will go to Fayetteville and go into a state-of-the-art building with technology where those world-class scholars can do their teaching more effectively than we're able to do in Summerfield. And so we've been losing way too many Kansas high school graduates to Arkansas, and heaven forbid we've been losing them to Missouri too.
That's a good money raiser, fundraiser right there, right?
Well, we believe in the redemption of souls, so we need to get the younger brothers and sisters of these Mizzou Tigers to KU. And so the building's going to let us do that because our advising center in Summerfield is on the south side of the building. As it turns out, my office is also on the south side of the building. And now that the heat has been turned on, it never gets above 90 in my office. But it never gets below 80.
Yeah, because that's sun.
And you bring a high school senior and his or her parents into that sort of environment, and they start rolling their eyes, and they say, "Well, you know, Mizzou is not like this. Ohio State is not like this." And so, our vision is that we will never again lose a Kansas high school graduate who has an interest in business to another state-assisted school.
You know, back in the early 80s, I took a couple classes in that school, and it was not shiny and new even at that point. So that was a long time ago. So.
Well, you know, that's what I tell people. It's not fine wine, right?
Yeah.
And you can't just expect it to get better over time. You've got to refresh. You've got to do things to it. And I think that what Bill said is so true. I am so incredibly proud of our faculty and staff. I challenge anybody. I mean, I would put up our faculty and staff against the best anywhere. And the challenge is the symbolic value. Mm-hmm. We all know that. We look at our environment and we make inferences, right mm-hmm. or wrong, right? Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so when someone walks through our building and it's hot, it's cold, it doesn't have the technology, it's hard to make it attractive. But I think the key point Bill made that I could not agree more is we are a public university. Mm-hmm. We serve the citizens of Kansas. So our big, big push is that no kid in Kansas should choose to go elsewhere because the infrastructure
right.
doesn't look attractive to them or convince them that they can get a world-class education right here.
And also to what you said earlier, too, is just also the number of students not being able to running out of space because you can't have the students that you want to have coming to the school can't be there because you don't have the room for them.
This is a big priority to us because there's a limit. Our biggest room is 61, and almost all of our classes are smaller than that. But those that are not, do we delay someone's graduation because we don't have enough right. chairs for a required tax course, mm-hmm. for example? And something that's very important to both Neely and me are the number of advisors that we have as we grow the business school. We want every student to have a one-on-one relationship with an advisor, and we need space for those advisors to be able to have those meetings with students and with parents, and we simply don't have the room in Summerfield.
Now, when you built this new facility, where is it? I know that you've kind of got a foot place where you want it to go, too. Because it's still going to be on campus, right?
Oh, we are so excited, Anne, about where it'll be. It will be right across from Allen Fieldhouse. Mm-hmm. So it'll be the south entrance to campus. And for business people, we want them to know as they're listening to this that was a big consideration for us. Mm-hmm. We wanted the business school to be in a place where it's very easy access. Mm-hmm. You don't have to mess with trying to find a parking spot on campus and drive through. So as you can imagine.
Because you have a lot of people coming from outside to
the
school.
We want to.
So we really do.
Yeah. That's important because a business school, we've got to be the bridge between theory and practice. And so mm-hmm. we want people to feel free to come in and interact with our students, interact with our faculty. So, yeah, we believe that Naismith Drive is a pretty attractive address on campus. So we're very, very much looking forward to getting that new business school built.
That's great. Now, because they were talking, there's so many, been a lot of press releases lately coming out of your school. And, in fact, one of the releases I want to talk about real for a second here is we've been talking about undergraduates, so talking about the graduate program and how you're kind of expanding. And this KU draws up new MBA program for Kansas City students.
Mm-hmm.
What is that?
I'm happy to tell you about it because we've talked about all the incredible things that have been mm-hmm. going on in the past year and a half. Mm-hmm. It's not just in the past year and a half. We've had a great tradition of wonderful innovations mm-hmm. at the business school, but certainly the time I have been here under Bill's leadership as director of our undergraduate program, we now have freshman admits, we have an honors program, all of those. But let's talk about graduate programs for a mm-hmm. minute. The MBA program that we have under the leadership of Professor Kathy Shenoy, Dr. Shenoy has really done an unbelievable job of reinvigorating our MBA program. So when you ask about our MBA program, I need to talk about two different aspects to it. One is what we are doing in Lawrence, our full-time MBA program in Lawrence. It's revamped. It's going to be an 18-month curriculum starting in fall 2013.
And what's a normal curriculum for MBA?
It's usually 2 years.
Okay.
So this is streamlined.
Accelerated. Wow.
Accelerated, streamlined. The curriculum has been vetted by our industry partners, by our faculty, by our students. It's going to be a tremendous opportunity.
That's exciting.
The one that you're mm-hmm. asking about in Kansas City, so likewise, in Overland Park, in Edwards campus, we have our working professional MBA program. That's okay. evening classes. So when we did the refresh of our full-time MBA, we decided to take a look at what was going on the Edwards campus as well. And again, our whole MBA team, this is a team of faculty that work with Dr. Shenoy, have launched the again, a streamlined working professional MBA program. Okay. And one of the things that's going to be very distinctive for us, we're calling it real, relevant, and right here. You know, okay. When you think about our MBA program, mm-hmm. It's for Kansas City. We want everybody in Kansas City to think of us as their school, because we literally are in Overland Park, part of the KC metro area, mm-hmm. offering a streamlined MBA program that's real, a lot of interaction with businesses, something that you'll work very hard at. It's not just a paper that says it's an MBA. Mm-hmm. You'll work really hard. And it's very, very respected, because when you think about the quality of our faculty teaching there, the quality of our executive in residence, a KU MBA, you can go anywhere in the world and say rock chalk, and somebody will probably respond Jayhawk. Okay. They will know. So, you know, it's very, very respected around the world. And it's right here. You don't have to go far away for that.
That's great. Well, let's talk. We're going to talk a lot about a few of the other programs when we come back after the break here.
On the news and talk of Lawrence, 1320 KLWN.
Dear Honda, thanks for getting my entire family amazing deals during the Happy Honda Days sales event. The Pandora compatibility in the CRV is perfect for my music-obsessed sister.
My heart! Yeah, yeah!
Rearview camera on the Honda Pilot will keep mom's gardenias safe from dad.
That's not good.
In the Honda Odyssey for my mom. She talks more than I thought humanly possible, so the Bluetooth feature is pretty fantastic.
But she totally didn't understand what I was saying. I mean, hello, and then suddenly I think the line.
Oh, and one last thing. I'm getting my license soon, so you better hook me up. I think I'd look pretty good in a Civic. Sincerely, Nick.
More happiness with every Honda during the Happy Honda Day sales event. Get 0.9% APR financing for well-qualified buyers on a 2013 Pilot, packed with standard features like Bluetooth hands-free link and a rear-view camera. Visit your Honda dealer today.
Stop by Jack Elena Honda or visit jackelenahonda.com today.
Pandora Internet Radio compatible with select smartphones. Wireless carriers rates apply. The Bluetooth word mark and logos are owned by the Bluetooth SIG Inc. And any use of such marks by Honda Motor Company Limited is under license. See dealer for financing details.
Ah, to eat at Paisano's Ristorante, it's like taking a trip to old Italy. Try Paisano's made from scratch 15-layer lasagna pasta noodles layered with a blend of four cheeses, beef, Italiana sausage, and rich tomato sauce. Baked under a thick layer of mozzarella cheese. Delicioso. And Tuesday nights, it's all you can eat pasta and a sauce at Paisano's for only $8 with carafes of wine for only $8.
Paisano's Restaurante at 25th and Iowa in Lawrence and 10th and Gage in Topeka. It's what Italian food is all about.
Douglas County Bank is redefining your banking with its new My Choice checking account, the smart choice for debit card users. This account provides discounts. You'll save on groceries, find discounts for pharmacies and eye care, coupons for restaurants here or anywhere, even travel and hotels. Cell phone replacement makes sure you can access our easy mobile and text banking. Learn more at douglascountybank.com or at our 7 locations. Douglas County Bank, investing in our community, one customer at a time.
Ho, ho, Merry Wars!
How will Santa deliver presents this year if he can't land on your roof? Not to mention roof leaks and the ceiling damage they cause. Time to call New Era Roofing and Restoration for a free estimate. Plus, you get a 7-year workmanship warranty and lifetime manufacturer's warranty on material. And superior customer service.
And the children were nestled all snug in their beds, knowing that Santa would not fall on their heads.
New Era Roofing and Restoration, 785-594-9967.
Morning low was 37. We're partly sunny, shifting winds, 58 for this afternoon. 20% chance of showers. We stay above freezing, 38 tonight. Tomorrow, partly sunny, 54, down to freezing tomorrow night. Saturday, partly sunny, high of 53.
From the 1320 KLWN Weather Center, I'm meteorologist John Weatherby.
News and talk of Lawrence, 1320 KLWN 945. Let's continue with the Lawrence Business Magazine show once again, and Frame Herzog.
I'm here with Neely Bendampudi, the dean of the KU Business School. I'm having a hard time with that alliteration there. And Professor Bill Beatles, the director of undergraduate programs. But before we get back into talking, I just want to let our listeners know that the Lawrence Business Magazine is published quarterly and available at our local Hy-Vees, the Merck, and other convenient merchants around town. And you can also pick up a copy of the Lawrence Business Magazine in front of Milton's and the Eldridge in our new outdoor boxes down there. We're also, you can follow us online at lawrencebusinessmagazine.com and on Facebook, where you can like us and find out updates and information on the radio show and magazine. We'd love to get your comments and questions, but in our effort to encourage an open dialogue, we ask that you put your name on it. So before we left, we were talking about programs, and you have a couple of other programs here besides your MBA program. We were talking about, you have Red Tire. Mm-hmm. Let's talk about that.
Yeah. You know, we were talking about business schools need to be relevant to the communities mm-hmm. they serve.
Right.
And one of the programs that we have is Red Tire for Redefining Your Retirement. Wally Meyer, who heads up our Entrepreneurship Center, is really the brains behind this idea. So many businesses in rural Kansas are shuttered because of a lack of a successor. Mm-hmm. So something that we are very committed to is trying to revitalize those areas. You know, rural Kansas needs to be strong and thriving. And so what we are trying to do is match up owners of small businesses that might want to sell, right? So these are viable businesses. It's not a bailout, mm-hmm. but they don't have a successor, with young people that might have those entrepreneurial instincts and want to go into business but not know where to go. Mm-hmm. So this is a program where we match up graduates of any region's university. We think that's important. It's not mm-hmm. just KU, whether you're a K-State grad or Pittsburgh or Fort Hays or what have you. We are committed to a period over which the business school acts as a matchmaker, if you will. We select the business that wants to sell, a young person that wants to go into business for them. We match them up over a period of time, give them an advisory board, give them advice, if you will, and hopefully there will be a liquidity event that the owner gets to sell to this young person.
Well, that's really exciting, because I was, I'm from rural Kansas. I grew up in western Kansas, a little town called Kinsley, Kansas.
Mm-hmm.
It's about 1,800 people now. It's gone down. So that's, you know, it's lost a lot of its businesses. Mm-hmm. So that's really exciting for me, because I, you know, there's just not the opportunity. And if we have a small area, we have a little hospital, we're the county seat. But if you don't keep those things growing, you know, the schools, it's so, so important to have enough businesses to keep the town alive.
Absolutely, absolutely. And so we think it's a, I strongly encourage people to reach out to Wally mm-hmm. or to me or to Bill or frankly anyone in our business school to learn more about Red Tire. They can just search for Red Tire and it'll come up, and or go to our business school website. Mm-hmm. But this is just one example of how we think the business school has a big role to play in the health of the of Kansas. So another
That's
program
great.
That we have, we call KIP.
KIP, okay.
For Kansas Impact Projects.
Okay.
And this is something else that I'm very excited to talk about to anyone who's listening in today, because we think it's a great opportunity. Mm-hmm. Our MBA program, something that distinguishes it, is that from day one, when people start in their MBA program, mm-hmm. they are assigned to a real-life problem for Kansas. So it tends to be nonprofits or small for-profits. Mm-hmm. And our students are teamed up with them to help them find private sector solutions to social problems. So our
wow.
students, yeah, it's really unbelievable. I'm so impressed with what the students are doing. To give you an idea, this semester, mm-hmm. our students are working with the Burt Nash Medical Center for reducing the no-shows of people who make
okay.
appointments, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or it's a food hub to try to say, how can we help farmers who might be, you know, they produce small crops, but how do we help them more efficiently get their products to market?
Mm-hmm.
It's Central Exchange in Kansas City. So the reason I wanted to bring up KIP is if there's a nonprofit listening in mm-hmm. and they would like some help. So the idea is that our business students, every day as they go through their curriculum, they're applying everything they're learning to help these nonprofits be more effective, more efficient, serve their mission better. So
that's
they should
great.
Reach out to Dr. Shenoy.
Dr. Shenoy. Now, can they, now, so if somebody goes to the KU Business School website, are there links to Red Tire and places where they can get the, that
Correct.
Information?
Correct. There are. So they
and
should.
To, and to KIP. Now, one of the things, so how do, so they can find out more about this program. So if somebody has a nonprofit or is working nonprofit and says, you know, I really do
could
need
use this help from the, yeah.
So they should go on, they should can go on
That's
there and
correct.
Find out.
They would go to our MBA program website, you know, go to business.ku.edu, go to our MBA program website, and, you know, it's, we're at the point where we have a lot of folks reaching out to
mm-hmm.
us, and we want to hear from more.
Mm-hmm.
And our folks will help them by talking about whether the project. Oh, and of course, the big thing,
uh-huh.
probably the easiest, yes. is they can email me.
Okay.
It's Neely at ku.edu, N-E-E-L-I at ku.edu, or Dr. Kathy Shenoy, who is C. Shenoy, S-H-E-N-O-Y. She may or may not like the fact that I've just given out her email.
And do you have a personal cell phone number we can give out?
I am happy to do that as well. But the point is, just reach out to us. We want to hear. We want to help. So with the nonprofits, we want to engage our students in the life of the community quickly.
That's great. Yeah, it's, and I think what you're talking about with solving real-world problems and
Correct.
Working with is such a great experience for your MBA students to really apply the skills that they're learning. That's amazing.
And in fact, we'll have it's going to be in late April. I don't have the date yet. We may come back and share it with you, where the students will be presenting. They work on it for a whole year. Mm-hmm. I mean, think of the advantage to the nonprofit as well as to our students. So they'll come back and present their findings.
That's amazing. Now, I just want to go back to the Red Tire. How are the communities finding it? I'm just jumping back to that one. How do the communities find out? Because I'm living out in Western Kansas. They don't always think about KU.
It's so true. And we need to get them to.
Yeah,
so I know that Wally has done a lot. Okay. We are advertising in those markets.
Okay.
We're
great.
Reaching out to chambers of commerce. But again, Wally Meyer is the person to reach out to any
great.
One of us. We are really committed to this. We want to hear from businesses, and equally importantly, we want to hear from graduates who might want to go back to their hometown and open a business. And
that's great.
And so, please.
So now, and there was a Red Tire. So are you working then just with current students, or you're working with?
No, it's alumni.
It's alumni.
It's undergraduates who have business school degrees from any Regents institution.
That's wonderful.
So whether you've had many, many years of work experience or you're a new graduate, reach out, ask us.
That's great. So those are the two of the programs here. Actually, three programs we've talked about. You've got your MAC program working on That's another program.
I'd love to tell you about our MAC program very, very quickly. Accounting has always been a very strong suit at the business school. Mm-hmm. And Dr. Lisa Ottinger heads up our MAC program, which is the Master's in Accounting. And we have introduced a new track into our MAC program. We want to grow the MAC program. A lot of students, you may have an undergraduate business degree, undergraduate accounting. So as they think about master's degrees, I'd really encourage them to look into our MBA as well as the MAC. And one other point about the MBA, when we were talking about programs earlier, there's a misconception that an MBA is for someone who has an undergraduate business degree. Mm-hmm. It was actually never really intended for that. It's really to broaden out. Let's say you're a scientist, you're an engineer, you're an architect, you're an environmental scientist. It doesn't matter.
Mm-hmm.
So once you're in a position of where you have to lead people and you have to set a vision for it, an MBA is a great way to round out your professional or technical education.
So the MBA takes learn how to apply your other skills into a business environment and really maximize those skills.
Yeah, you learn to speak the language of business. So whether you might be an artist or you might be a journalist, it doesn't matter, right?
Do you get a lot of artists in your MBA program?
We have one.
Really?
And we have a musician. So we're very, very proud of them.
That's great. No, that's funny because that's generally not the area.
But it's incredibly important. Because think about
it,
if you want to go into business for yourself, or you're going to run a gallery, or you're going to be running your own studio, you've got to know.
Yeah, the left brain, right brain actually working together.
Absolutely.
That's awesome. Well, before we wrap up here, let's talk a little bit. We were talking about the freshman admits. Would you want to tell us a little bit about that?
Absolutely. The tradition at the business school at KU and everywhere else in the country has been for students to be admitted to business schools at their junior year.
Mm-hmm.
But we found out that we had fallen behind a national trend, which was to admit high achievers as they first come into the university. And so 2 years ago, we admitted 20, and it went fine. And Neely arrived and said, guys, this is going great. And so the next year, we admitted 80. And then this year, we admitted 190.
Wow.
And these are the high potential students. And so somebody who has an interest in business first coming into KU is able to get into the business school their freshman year. So that's
So is the business school, is it a four-year program, or is it laid on top of the other schools, or is it just completely a different school? You know, meaning like, do you have like somebody who has 2 years in the liberal arts school and they switch
still
to...
have the 2 years in the liberal arts school. Uh-huh. The difference with our freshman admissions, Anne, is that Bill Beatles and Jason O'Connor, who heads up our advising center, have worked really hard to create curriculum for these students. So once again, we were losing a lot of talented Kansas students because they were attracted to other schools that guaranteed them a spot as a freshman admit. So now what we do is with the freshman admissions program, we're not just taking them in as freshmen. Each semester, while they're taking their core curriculum, they have enrichment experiences. Mm-hmm. They take courses within the business school, learn about different majors, learn about options. They get to start their internship experience as early as the freshman year. So think about how well positioned they are for success when they start their full-time business school courses as juniors.
That's great. Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. So they really get much more kind of, as they're taking their other classes, they're taking with the mind that they're going to be in the business school. So you're taking, they're using that perspective when they're taking the classes.
That's exactly right. And a detail in this regard, under Chancellor Gray Little's leadership, it used to be 2 years in the arts college. We're now moving to a brand new core curriculum effective next fall, where instead of 60 gen ed hours, it's closer to 36. So students, including business students, are going to have more flexibility. We're counting on seeing more management majors getting psychology degrees as a second degree, more finance majors earning econ minors. And
so that's great.
A lot more flexibility for entering freshmen at KU. And again, this is a move in the right direction.
That's great. Well, thank you both so much for being here. This has been really great. And I'm so excited. Hope the building goes up on schedule, on your schedule, that is.
Absolutely.
And everything, and with the students and you get to grow the school. Really excited. And thank you so much for all your support of the community. I think this is great with all the different programs you guys are starting involved with. It's really exciting. And we went to do is, so I want to thank both Neely Vindapuni, the Dean of the School of Business, and Professor Bill Beatles, who is as director of the undergraduate programs. And when I also thank all of our listeners, where they can follow us on lawrencebusinessmagazine.com and like us on Facebook for updates. Each Thursday at 9 a.m., we have in-depth conversations to follow up and explore the people and businesses making a positive impact on Lawrence. And I will say thank you, everyone, and turn into every Thursday morning at 9 a.m., KLWN 1320, redefining the concept of business.
We're partly sunny, shifting winds, 58 for this afternoon, 20% chance of showers, we stay above freezing, 30.